This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, when you see the boys and girls in blue today, tip your hat. Tip your hat to the boys and girls. And what I mean by that is the Michigan State Police marking their 100th anniversary today. The Michigan State, well, you might want to tip your hat, you know, when the bubble's not going. I didn't say I had to go get a ticket to say hi to them, but, you know, say hi to the Michigan State Police today. And they've been out there protecting and defending you for 100 years. So there's a tip my hat for a job well done. Hey, if you didn't hear this, Venezuela, the great socialist utopian experiment coming apart at the seams currently. And in fact, Ivy handed me this a moment ago. Apparently, that utopian society has claimed the General Motors plant there. GM immediately halting all operations in Venezuela after its plant was seized. Well, of course they're halting operations. They have no operation if the plant has been seized. Illegal judicial seizure of its assets is the way General Motors is describing it. The automaker said the seizure showed a total disregard for its legal rights. It said that authorities had removed assets, including cars, vehicles from company facilities. General Motors strongly rejecting the arbitrary measures taken by the authorities and the authoritarian regime and will vigorously take all legal actions within and outside of Venezuela to defend its rights. You have no rights, by the way. It's a Marxist utopian society. GM's been operating there for 70 years. Didn't you, Ivy, didn't you study international relations? Isn't that what your degree is in?
Yes, it is.
So you've been well-versed in the world of Marxism and communism. How often does it succeed?
Never.
That's right. Tell her what she's won, Johnny, behind door number three. That never works. That's right. Venezuela, what a mess.
Absolutely. I mean, there's not much to say other than there's complete hysteria. Their people are fleeing, you know.
It's going to be a failed nation here shortly. The government is failing. The government is falling. The hospitals are empty. The grocery stores are empty. The inflation is, you know, thousands of percentage points.
You wouldn't have wanted to break your leg there.
No, I would not have wanted to break my leg in Venezuela. I'd probably still be there. They'd find me in a few years. Meanwhile, the king of cable news gone. 15 years as the king, Bill O'Reilly gets the boot. By far the biggest star on cable news. The shocking and sudden exit comes amid this flurry, bunch of allegations that he harassed, sexual harassment situations. Apparently the network paid out something like $13 million to five women over the last many years. Now, it doesn't say for what, whether there were comments, didn't say he was getting handsy. Don't know, really. We don't really have any idea what he did or didn't do.
No. I mean, if you watch some of O'Reilly's early videos, and he just goes on some really serious rants. And I don't, you know, I've never met him. I don't know him, but he doesn't seem to be the nicest person to be around on occasion. So who knows?
I saw the video, actually, you showed it to me, of him going berserk because his prompter wasn't working and they were in a break trying to record something. And he started F-bombing all over the studio, which, by the way, is a no-no in broadcast. You don't start F-bombing in the studio because you never know if somebody's live. Not that it's being taped. You can live with that and laugh about it or be embarrassed by it. But there's always that possibility that somewhere, somehow, because you're in a studio, it goes live to the world. Well, you can't have that.
No, that'd be a big mistake.
Yeah. You know, if you drop an F-bomb, my understanding, on a radio station like this one, it's $25,000.
Per station.
So in my particular case, it would be financially devastating because of the 20 stations we have, they'd all get 25 grand. You know, it'd be a party at the FCC with my checkbook or something, right? And I'd be destroyed. But anyhow, so he's gone. O'Reilly's gone. Sexual harassment, at least that's what they say. advertisers were fleeing the program. But what's weird about it is this. Since this whole thing started to churn at the beginning of the month here in April, O'Reilly's ratings have gone even higher. Now, he has dominated cable news for 15 years, but his ratings were increasing while the advertisers were fleeing. O'Reilly himself fled to Italy on vacation, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned a moment ago, photographed with the Pope. Even the Pope couldn't help him. The Pope wasn't good at, you know, the amazing fall from grace was not to be stopped. Fox News, apparently starting Monday, you'll have Tucker Carlson. You like Tucker.
I do. You know, you. I think that you were a little bit hesitant at first.
I didn't used to like him. I'll tell you, I'm not hesitant. I didn't like the guy.
Yeah, and he, I think he has an interesting take on it. I mean, he does have a lot of liberals on. Sometimes I wonder how in the world they get these people because...
Because you know you're going to get filleted.
Oh, yeah.
And he does. He filleted that little giggle.
But he always
giggle.
Says that, you know, that funny chuckle, yeah, and the big smile. So, and I think that he's
When they
polite,
say something completely indefensible and absurd, and he just giggles at him. He's like, you are so dumb.
But I really don't understand what Fox News is thinking. I mean, so you had, you know, Megyn Kelly gone, Greta's gone. Now you have...
Of course, Ailes, the big dog left, yeah. 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ailes got the boot because of sexual harassment allegations that began last year, which leaves a lot of folks available. Think about this. If Glenn Beck, who has had a relationship with Bill O'Reilly for years, and Bill has him on his program even mm-hmm. recently from time to time,
yep.
Glenn Beck has a network. It's called The Blaze. It's a conservative network. Now, Glenn Beck in recent years has kind of gone into weird world yeah. Near as I can figure, which whatever, and a total anti-Trump guy there mm-hmm. for a long period of time. And so now, but he has this opportunity. He could bring Bill O'Reilly to his network, potentially. Bill O'Reilly's 67. I don't think we've heard the last of Bill O'Reilly. You can bring Monica Crowley over.
Yeah.
Monica Crowley, who, you know, says she was attacked when she was...
Well, she was part of the Trump administration. And
briefly,
then,
for like 5 minutes.
And then she was all out attacked on that plagiarism charge and all sorts of things. And so she... there's a booker that we work with who knows her very well and said, listen, there's an all-out war against conservatives, and Monica Crowley isn't the start and isn't the end.
And that clearly just, that was true, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, our booker was right. See, we have some inside information, inside baseball on that deal, and so Monica Crowley certainly wasn't the last. In fact, it was just part of the ongoing attack, and I suppose that to a much lesser degree, we'd be targeted here
mm-hmm.
because we have a certain number of stations and a certain bit of reach that we have put together here with the support of our listeners. At any rate, the all-out attack continues. Bill O'Reilly will be back. I am certain of it. And I think that you might find him on The Blaze. We'll see what happens with that going forward. But all it takes is an accusation. Doesn't take any proof, just an accusation. And
your life as you know it can be over.
Well, right. And CNN and MSNBC gleeful about it all. Just gleeful. Because they actually have a chance to come out from Bill O'Reilly's shadow now. This part of the program brought to you by our good friends at Northville Lumber. They sell more Trex decking and railing than anyone in the Midwest. To find out more, log on to northvillelumber.com. That's northvillelumber.com. We'll be right back.